Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Happy New Year, my friend. Yeah, happy 2023. Welcome, of course, to the very first Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast of that year in question, 2023. Yeah, a new year, meaning, of course, that a lot of people talking over the next week or two will say the year for no reason. Anyway, Spurs fans, you might want to actually forget about this year because we begin with Antonio Conte's Tottenham losing at home to Unai Emery's Aston Villa. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
And that is the full-time whistle blown by referee John Brooks to boos all around the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Not Tottenham's finest afternoon by any stretch of the imagination. Brilliant, though, from Villa in what can only be described as a New Year's nightmare in North London for Tottenham. They barely laid a glove on Aston Villa this afternoon.
If you sign seven players and you spend 60 million, it means that you are spending 10 million for every player. And usually the player, when you spend this money, is medium, no? The level. Yeah. Oh, young player that you had to wait to develop. For this reason, I repeat and I continue to ask, we need time and patience. If the people, the media, don't want to understand this, and I'm really sorry for the fans. Really sorry for the fans because maybe also last season that, in my opinion, we did a miracle because we played only the league with 12 players. We're lucky not having injuries. And then we finish in the top four, but maybe create an illusion, you understand? Now, when you and your team miss 2-3 players that usually play in the start 11, you're in trouble.
And here's Sam Matt facing Perry Groves on the Sunday session.
When I'm looking at these two teams' body languages, I know Unai Emery's only just taken over, but there's a group of players from Aston Villa that actually enjoy playing for their manager, enjoy the way that the manager wants them to play. Look at their wins, Sam. Now, the first game was Manchester United at home, big win for them. Brighton away, huge win. And here at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, massive win. You must have the belief that that gives the Aston Villa players into the philosophy of their new manager. And they play with energy, they play with vibrancy, they play with determination. All three of those qualities I didn't see from Spurs today at all. It was all very flat, very laboured. Getting in 0-0 at half-time, Sam came on, didn't he, Rothbottom, and said about, you know, that's a massive bonus. You expect there's going to be a massive reaction in the second half. There wasn't, Sam. There was no reaction whatsoever. So Spurs were OK for the first, like, 5 minutes that second half, where Villa sat a little bit deep. Hugo Lloris makes a massive mistake, but the ball comes back off his arms. And Buendia puts it back in it after Watkins did brilliantly. Then, from that 50th minute, Sam, nothing. Absolutely nothing from Spurs. No reaction. I know their bench is a little bit light because Richarlison injured, obviously Kulusevski and Bentancur. But there's no belief. There was no sort of rousing cheers from the Spurs fans. It's like an air of resignation, really.
Just to put you in a picture, I'm a nurse. I worked New Year's Eve night last night. Did a 12.5-hour shift, straight from work up to the game. And I still haven't had any sleep. And I just wish they could put in 90 minutes of effort. You know, I'm not saying I want us to. I just wanted to see some effort from the players.
Ah, mate, I want Conte out till literally. I just heard his interview then. I was a bit on the fence. I just heard his interview and he's saying that we actually played all right. And I'm thinking, you can't be watching the same game we're watching.
At the moment, I'm undecided on Conte because I don't think all the players are buying into what he wants to do. And then you looked at the bench. and there was nothing there.
It's Buendia with the goal. I have to say, it's an awful shocker from Hugo Lloris, back in the side after featuring in the World Cup final.
So you'd like the Croatian World Cup goalkeeper who did so well, didn't he, at the World Cup?
Yeah, I'd take him, but I'd get rid of Hugo first, mate. I'd get rid of Hugo first.
I have to agree with you. I think Ali, he's been a great servant to the club, hasn't he? But I think his time's run. I think last year his time had run out as well, to be honest.
Mate, the whole World Cup, I was supporting against France, right? We played them. Morocco played them. I want Argentina to win, right? Whole World Cup, I'm standing there saying he's got a mistake in him. Doesn't make a mistake. First game back, fumbles the bag. If he's our captain and the standard bearer of how we want to continue to play, he's made 3 or 4, I can't even lost count how many mistakes he's made. He starts every game. What's that saying to the rest of the team? He's our captain, he's the starting point or the foundation for the rest of the team.
And by the 73rd minute, it was all done and dusted. A brilliant 1-2, Luiz involved again with McGinn this time. It saw the Brazilian calmly finish past Lloris and give Villa a third win in 4 Premier League matches since Unai Emery took over.
We are so happy because we prepared the match, the things, and tactically, defensively, we worked very well, like we were speaking yesterday and working. And then tried to add some attack for us in transition, but as well with ball possession and trying in 90 minutes to have our moment to score, and we did it. And really good performance collectively and individually as well.
Staying with the Premier League now, of course, Graham Potter's Chelsea can only manage a draw against Stevie Cooper's Forest at the City Ground.
Not good enough from Graham Potter's side if they're to get Champions League football, but an impressive and deserved point for Steve Cooper as they move up a place to 18th and remain in the relegation zone. Forest 1, Chelsea 1.
I think overall we were below par, I would say. I'd also think link that with the opponent played a good game. It's tough for you. You can see the results that they've got recently, and I thought they made it difficult for us in terms of when we had control of the game, they defended deep and attacked big space as well. So you never feel that you're comfortable. We didn't move the ball fast enough and have enough movement to create as many chances we'd like. And then when the game became uncontrolled in the second half, we suffered as well. So in the end, I thought we rallied in the second part of the second half and have a chance with Aubameyang. But in the end, I think 3 points for us wouldn't have been fair. And we have to accept the battling points and move on.
I'm getting bored of hearing about how Graham Potter's a good manager. He might be for a club like Brighton, but when you're competing with Guardiola, Klopp, Ten Hag, Conte, it's not good enough. Nowhere near good enough. I think the frustrating thing is that I could live with the fact that we've got injuries and he's new to the role. If there was like a clear direction of what we're aiming for, I could live with that. But there's nothing. There's no direction. There's no style of play.
It's finished. Nottingham Forest 1, Chelsea 1. Serge Aurier scored his first goal for the club as a spirited and well-organised Forest came from behind to take a point.
First half, we were good tactically, but we just weren't aggressive enough with our press and we waited a bit too long to go after the ball. And then, with that in mind, we give up too much territory. Second half, we stayed the same tactically, but we just timed our presses a bit better and then showed a bit more quality with the turnovers, and that's why we've created the chances and played the way that that we did. So a feeling of disappointment that we've not won, but also a realism that we've played well against a Champions League team and with a better team. You have to take a bit of heart from that and a bit of spirit and use it as a good reference point to go and play now.
On now to the fallout from New Year's Eve's action in the Premier League, starting with the super sub or super sleeper, Marcus Rashford, coming off the bench to help Manchester United smash Wolves by a goal to nil.
Marcus Rashford cutting in from the left-hand side, getting a return ball from Bruno Fernandes. Rashford's gone on and scored! Oh, it was inevitable! The prodigal son returns, dropped to the bench today for disciplinary reasons. Erik ten Hag turned to him at half-time and Rashford apologises in the best possible way.
Very pleased with his performance, with his game in, and I think every sub has to act like this.
I am disappointed of the result, of course, in the end of the match, because I think that we have deserved more.
They're going to square it to Mahrez, into the area, onto his left foot, onto his right foot, pokes it towards goal and it's turned in! And it's that man again! Erling Haaland.
Palace double their lead. The ball played to Eze on the edge of the penalty area, and it's a rocket right foot shot. into the bottom corner. Fulham 1, Southampton 1. The free kick was central to the goal, 30 yards out. He's whipped a beauty into the bottom right-hand corner.
Gray pirouettes edge of the area. Can he find a shot? It backed off him. He's going to have a shot. Oh, what a goal! What a wonderful goal! Damari Gray!
Fulham 2, Southampton 1. Fulham way well have nicked this one here. And it's Polinia nodding home a corner.
And Everton have clung on for a huge point here. The champions have been denied. They end 2022 by dropping more points at home.
This really is game, set and match for Arsenal. Mikel Arteta leaping high into the air, long ball forward, and in the end, Arsenal have extended their lead right to Arsenal 4.
Now, former Arsenal midfielder Adrian Clarke has backed the high-flying Gunners to go on and win the league after yet another win at Brighton. Big Tony Cascarino told TalkSport he doesn't see Mikel Arteta's team slipping up anytime soon. What does that mean, though? They might slip up later or not? Be a bit more positive, Tony.
It's not surprising me that they keep winning. We're looking at Arsenal and thinking, oh, they're going to slip up. They're going to slip up. Well, they're not slipping up. They've lost one game this season through 16. Last year, I think they'd lost six after 16 games in the Premier League. Mm-hmm. So they're a completely different team. And this idea of what they were at the end of last season, loads of pundits are talking about, well, they collapsed last year. Well, that team wasn't as good as it is this year. Mm. You know, if you look at their lineup, and especially, I'll take the Newcastle away game where they lost 2-0 at the end of the season. They were carrying players that were injured quite clearly in that game. The Tottenham away game, you know, they got beat just before. They were carrying players. Nothing against Spurs beating them. They beat them comfortably, and so did Newcastle beat Arsenal comfortably. But that wasn't the Arsenal team of today. This is a completely different team with players that have progressed enormously.
Manchester City and Newcastle failed to win on New Year's Eve. It is a very, very, very happy new year if you support Arsenal Football Club.
Yeah, Arsenal can win the league. I still think that they're underdogs to do it because City can make up a lead of 7 points in a heartbeat. They can go on a run of 10 straight wins. Easy. They've done it over and over again in past seasons. But this Arsenal team are playing like champions. They are. They're on course for over 100 points. It's been incredible, I've got to say.
Both clubs have got tricky fixtures. Man City's now, if you go over their next 7 games, which takes you into the game in mid-Feb, which is Arsenal away.
Okay.
These are the five, I'll give you 5 of the 7 games. Chelsea away, Man United away, Spurs at home, Spurs away, Arsenal away. 5 of the next 7 fixtures are Man City. Now, I know Man City can go on great runs and win against lots of teams. These teams are all tricky. They're all sides that they're going to have to beat their very best. I think they'll drop points over this period.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for,
Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, here's a rather tetchy West Ham boss, David Moyes, after they lost at the weekend to Brentford, speaking to TalkSport's Alex Crook.
The reaction from those West Ham fans that have stayed in their seats will be one, I'm sure, of vitriol towards David Moyes. Pressure mounting on an already under fire manager as the full-time whistle goes and the boos ring out again.
There were a lot of empty seats at the end of the game. Do you understand that the fans' frustrations and voting with their feet?
What do you think? Do you understand?
I do understand, yeah.
Oh, well, you've answered it then, haven't you? Don't need me answer that.
And just one last one. You said before the game you were confident that your position wasn't under threat. I take it you stand by that even after another defeat?
Yeah, everybody's position can be under threat, and it's more so if you're going to lose games. So I've been brought up in football. I know how it works, but we'll see how we go. We've done a lot of good things, but maybe not so good at the moment, but hopefully we can put it right.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, or wherever you get your podcast from. For 1 o'clock on TalkSport today, it's Game Day Live with Dan Windle, Mickey Gray, and Courtney Sweetman-Kirk with the goals as they go in from the EFL. After that, it's Brentford, come on you Brentford people, against Liverpool in the Premier League. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.